कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ भागिरी वर धारी यशोदनंदन गज जान रंजन यशोदनंदन गज जान रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी जमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदनंदन गज जान रंजन यशोदनंदन गज जान रंजन जमुना तीरावन चारी परमहंसा परिव्रजकाचार्य अस्तोत्र परिषद श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांता स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथ राज श्रीमद भागवतम की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड गौरंगा नमो शिवाय. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय This morning we are studying Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, first chapter, text 11. Funny, I was looking, where is the Bhagavatam? So used to that big, fat canto anyway. There's a small one here. Etan nirvidyamananam Icchatam akuto bhayam Yoginam nirpar nirnitam हरे नामानुकीर्तनम् एतानि विद्यमानानाम् इच्छताम् अकुतो भयम् योगिनाम् नृपनिर्णीतम् Harirnamanukirtanam.
Harirnamanukirtanam.
Please chant. Ichatan akuto bhayam. Etat, it is nirvidyamanana, we can chant it all together, nirvidyamanana, of those who are completely free of all material desires. Ichatam, of those who are desirous of all sorts of material enjoyment. Akutaha bhayam, free from all doubts and fear. Yoginam, of all who are self-satisfied. Nripa, O King, Nirnitam, decided truth. Hare, of the Lord. Shri Krishna, Nama, holy name. Anu, after someone, always. Kirtanam, chanting. Translation of Srila Prabhupada. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Let's repeat this together. O King, chanting of the holy name of the Lord after the ways of great authorities is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all, including those who are free from all material desires, those who are desirous of all material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. Purport. In the previous verse, the great necessity for attaining attachment to Mukunda has been accredited. There are different types of persons who desire to attain success in different varieties of pursuits. Generally, the persons are materialists who desire to enjoy the fullest extent of material gratification. Next to them are the transcendentalists who have attained perfect knowledge about the nature of material enjoyment and thus are aloof from such an illusory way of life. More or less, they are satisfied in themselves by self-realization. Above them are the devotees of the Lord, who neither aspire to enjoy the material world nor desire to get out of it. They are after the satisfaction of the Lord, Shri Krishna. In other words, the devotees of the Lord do not want anything on their personal account. If the Lord desires, the devotees can accept all sorts of material facilities. And if the Lord does not desire this, the devotees can leave aside all sorts of facilities, even up to the limit of salvation. Nor are they self-satisfied because they want the satisfaction of the Lord only. In this verse, Srila Sukadeva Goswami recommends the transcendental chanting of the holy name of the Lord. By offenseless chanting and hearing of the holy name of the Lord, one becomes acquainted with the transcendental form of the Lord, and then with the attributes of the Lord, and then with the transcendental nature of his pastimes, etc. Here it is mentioned that one should constantly chant the holy name of the Lord after hearing it from authorities. This means that hearing from the authorities is the first essential. Hearing of the holy name gradually promotes one to the stage of hearing about his form, about his attributes, his pastimes, and so on, and thus the necessity of the chanting of his glories develops successively. This process is recommended not only for the successful execution of devotional service, but also even for those who are materially attached. According to Sukadeva Goswami, this way of attaining success is an established fact, concluded not only by him, but also by all other previous acharyas. Therefore, there is no need of further evidence. The process is recommended not only for the progressive students in different departments of ideological success, but also for those who are already successful in their achievement as fruitive workers, as philosophers, or as devotees of the Lord. Namaste Saraswati Devi Govardhan Pratari Namaste Sushma Devi Pratari Namaste Vanchakal Pratari Namaste Pratari Namaste Pratari Namaste Pratari Namaste Pratari Namaste. Another famous verse in this first chapter. In order to appreciate this verse, where it's coming from, I'd like to go to the previous chapter, the first canto, verse number 37, and that's where Maharaj Parikshit is, he just met Sukadeva Goswami, and he's asking, Atha prachami sam siddhim yoginam paramam guru, purushasya iha yat karyam. What is to be done? Purushasya iha karyam. Karyam is what has to be done, what should be their duty of a person. And then later on he says, Mriyamanasya sarvatha. So he's leaving his body, so he's talking about what should somebody who's leaving their body, what they should do, but he's asking what in general should a person do in this world? What is his duty? I'm therefore begging you to show the way of perfection for all persons. So this is the first thing that he asks Sukadeva Goswami. And then Sukadeva Goswami responds to this question, this plea, request that Maharaj Parikshit has said. And he says, the first thing he says, Sukadeva Goswami, in response to Maharaj Parikshit, he says, Variyan esha te prashna. First thing he says, your prashna, your question is variyan, is very good. It's a very good question. You can see that Sukadeva Goswami feeling enlivened with the question, because a person can ask a question which could be like, you know, whatever. But he's saying, your question is really good, and why does he say it's really good? Krita loka hitam. It's because it's for the benefit of everybody. Not just for you who's dying, but for everybody. So he appreciates his question. But then right after that, in the second verse, Sukadeva Goswami started saying some heavy statements. He's talking about those who are materially engrossed. They have many subject matters of pure hearing. Yeah, those who are materially engrossed. I know I don't have any other subject besides inquiring about the Absolute Truth. Do you? Do you ever inquire about any other subject besides the Absolute Truth? So it's like those who are materially engrossed, they have many subject matters for hearing. Then he further says, the lifetime of such an envious householder at night, either he passes his night either by sleeping. I thought that was night, was night about sleeping. So he's it's like pretty amazing to think, like, okay, isn't that what night is about? It's about for sleeping. So, well, he says also for either in sleeping or in sex indulgence. Okay, forget about that. But sleeping is something that's very important. And then he said, and in the daytime, either in making money or maintaining family members. Wow. I think that's, I don't know about all of you, but that's what I do at night. I sleep, and during the day, make money. And I'm very happy to have a good night's sleep, especially when I don't have to get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom. I get up in the morning, I'm thinking, oh, that was a good night's sleep, you know. I feel happy about it. And then during the day, if I get some clients, you know, I feel happy. Okay, please send me some clients, mmdd@108@gmail.com, and I'll be happy. So, but this is what he's saying. He's saying such envious householder. So why is he saying that? Further, he says, persons devoid of Atma Tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, such persons who are attached. So why is Sukadeva Goswami, who is such an elevated soul, why is he saying such harsh words? Why is he criticizing such people? Sukadeva Goswami, generally speaking, if you're envious of somebody or you don't like somebody, you criticize them. But why would Sukadeva Goswami say such harsh words, such stark statements? Why would he do that? Why would he waste his energy like that? But then further, as he says that, he further continues. He talks about himself. He talks about saying that I actually have studied this great Srimad Bhagavatam from my father, Vyasadeva. And then he says about himself that I was actually very self-satisfied. I was happy. I was self-satisfied. And yet, I was attracted to these pastimes of the Lord. And then, yesterday's verse, he says, this very Srimad Bhagavatam that I heard from my father, although I was self-satisfied, I shall recite before you. And then in today's verse, the reason I went through those verses is to appreciate today's verse. In today's verse, he says that according to the ways of the great authorities, so he's not saying that himself, and Prabhupada makes the point, so much this point about it is by hearing from great authorities. So Sukadeva Goswami is saying, it's not my thinking, it's not me saying that. I learned that from Srila Vyasadeva. And he said, he has instructed me, he has taught me this, and I'm going to say that to you. So the first thing, after he says that I've heard this from Vyasadeva about the Srimad Bhagavatam, he talks about what the Srimad Bhagavatam is. And he says, this Bhagavatam is a fearless, doubtless and fearless way of success for all. So in my understanding, this what he's saying is that these people that I have talked about, who love to sleep at night and feel happy when they get up in the morning, they had a good night's sleep, for the people who like to earn money and to have that money to maintain their family members, whether for them or for someone like me who is self-satisfied. I don't need to make any. I don't need to make money. I feel totally happy whether I get a sleep or don't get a sleep. For somebody like me, for everybody, this is a way of success for all. Whether you are free from all material desires, or those who are desirous of material enjoyment, and also those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge. So this is the first instruction that Sukadeva Goswami is giving to Maharaj Parikshit. The Srimad Bhagavatam, the instructions that he is giving, the conversation may be between two renunciates, Sukadeva Goswami renunciate and Maharaj Parikshit, who just renounced everything. It may be a conversation between two renunciates, but do not be mistaken. This is for all of us. For all of us. This is a very important subject matter for all of us. And so what he's saying here, the word, is Hare Nama Anukirtanam. The name of Lord Hari, Anukirtanam. So he's telling us, he's telling Maharaj Parikshit to chant, but not just chant one time, or two times, or three times, but Anukirtanam. To chant, and after you chant, what do you do? Chant. And after that? Chant again. And chant again. So this is the first instruction Shukadev Goswami is saying, to chant and chant and chant again. Without a doubt or any fear. Do not doubt this method of approaching the Supreme is through chanting and chanting and chanting. You see in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, we have to talk about Lord Chaitanya, it's about the holy name. So Lord Chaitanya was living in Puri, and all the devotees from Bengal would come to see Lord Chaitanya in Puri for a few months during the month of Chaturmasya, and they would attend the Rathyatra festival. Everybody from all of the places in Bengal would come to Puri. So they were devotees from Kulinagram, and they would also come to see Lord Chaitanya. And it describes that the inhabitants of Kulinagram, they asked the Lord, saying, "My Lord, kindly tell me what my duty is and how I should execute it." This is one of the inhabitants, on behalf of all the Kulinagram Vasis, asked that. And the Lord replied, two things, Vaishnav Seva and Nam Sankirtan. If you do these two things, you will very soon attain shelter at Krishna's lotus feet. Vaishnav Seva and Nam Sankirtan. So the natural question was, what, Vaishnav Seva, who is a Vaishnav? Who is a Vaishnav? And so Lord Chaitanya, he said, Krishna nama nirantara yahara vadane sei Vaishnava shreshta bhaja tahara charane. A person who is always chanting the holy name of the Lord is to be considered a first class Vaishnav, and your duty is to serve his lotus feet. He used the same word, Krishna nama nirantara, same thing, anukirtanam nirantara, same meaning. Nirantara means continuous. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that any Vaishnav who is constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord should be considered to have attained the second platform of Vaishnav. Such a devotee is superior to a neophyte Vaishnav who has just learned to chant the holy name of the Lord. A neophyte devotee simply tries to chant the holy name, whereas the advanced devotee is accustomed to chanting and takes pleasure in it. So it's through practice that we can actually get to that platform by continuous chanting. This is Mahaprabhu's desire. Lord Chaitanya, he wants us to chant the holy name, and we chant the holy name for his desire, to please him. If we know that this will please Lord Chaitanya, then we will try our very best to do Anukirtanam or Nirantar. We hear that in another pastime of Mahaprabhu. The story of Gopinath Patanayaka. Gopinath Patanayaka, he was Bhavananda Roy's son. Bhavananda Roy had five sons. And one of them was Ramananda, Vaninath, Gopinath, and two others. So Gopinath, for some mishandling of money, he was put on a changa, which that means the king's son. He put him to death, so to speak, like on his, you put a sword and they let the person go and finish class. So anyway, he was put on the changa, and by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, he was released. But not only that, Gopinath Patanaika was put on changa, but his brother Baninath and all the family members were arrested. It's interesting that one of the messengers came to Lord Chaitanya and asked and told him that Gopinath is finally released by your mercy, Lord Chaitanya asked one question, and he asked, what was Baninath doing? I thought it was very interesting that he didn't ask what Gopinath was doing. He asked what Baninath was doing. I was thinking about that. Why did he ask what Baninath was doing? And why didn't he ask what Gopinath was doing? And one thought came to my mind was because Baninath was his servant. Bhavananda Roy gave his son Baninath in Lord Chaitanya's service. And Gopinath was engaged in the affairs of worldly people. He was a great Vaishnava, but he was engaged in that way and whatever. So that was one thought. Maybe somebody else has some thought on that. But anyway, so he asked what was Baninath doing when he was arrested. And the messenger said that when Baninath, he said, I'll read you the Bengali. Se kahe Baninatha nirbhay laya Krishna naam, Hare Krishna, kahe avishram. The messenger replied, he was fearlessly, incessantly chanting the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Two words here that caught my attention. Nirbhay, fearlessly. He had no fear, just like in today's verse, without doubts and fear. Fearlessly, and kahe avishram. Vishram means to relax, and avishram means not to relax. In other words, without stopping. Without stopping, he was chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. And he counted the chants on the fingers of both hands, and after he had finished chanting 1,000 times, he would make a mark on his body. So Baninath was arrested, and I don't know if they had japa beads or not, but it seems like he didn't have his japa beads, or maybe they didn't chant on japa beads at that time. Somebody told me they had a different ways of chanting on their Brahman thread and 108 knots, or anyway, some sutra that they would. But he was chanting on his head, on his fingers, and he was making a point that he counted the numbers that he was supposed to chant. So even in that situation, he was chanting, and he was not afraid. He was not afraid of any danger, and he was fearlessly chanting the holy name and counting the holy name. Just recently, the Divyanga Prabhu sent us a clip and of this interview. I don't know, some of you may have seen it, but there was an Indian reporter interviewing a Ukrainian soldier. And it was snowing there, and it was in the background, could snow, and it seemed like it's still snowing, and the Ukrainian soldiers was all wrapped up and everything, and so was the Indian soldier, interview lady. And so she started off by saying that, I have a very interesting, the word in Hindi he used, was dilchaspi, like that, she said. So a person here, and so she asked him, so have you ever been to India? And he said, yes, I've been to India twice. One time I was in Mayapur, and the other time in Vrindavan. And so and she asked what was his name. His name was Andras, or something like that, Andra. And so he said, yes, I know the Hare Krishna people. And he said, oh, you know Hare Rama people? He said, Hare Krishna, you know Hare Rama people? He had this, I guess, armor or whatever he was wearing. And then he unzipped his armor, and he put his hand here and he took out his beads. And he says, I chant, and he's showing his bead, I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And then he said, at night time, he said, right now I'm not free, but at night time, I chant on my beads, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And so a lady said, since we have few Hindi speakers, she said, inki shakti ka sutra kya hai, dekhiye. Look at the source of his strength is the holy name. And I was thinking, that's amazing that how these soldiers, just like Vaninath was chanting fearlessly, this Ukrainian soldier, he's not even initiated, or maybe he's initiated. It didn't sound like that he was initiated. Do you think he was initiated? It didn't sound like that. You could see that he had the holy name, and he was fearless, and he would chant when the time was given, when he had the time freely, he could chant in the evening. Rupa Goswami, he says a very nice verse in the Padyavali. One thing about Padyavali is they're not verses that Rupa Goswami wrote, but they are verses that are written by others. And whatever he liked, really liked, he compiled this book, Padyavali. And it's very interesting, in the very end of Padyavali, Rupa Goswami says that, Jayadev and Bilwa Mangal Thakur and other famous authors have written so many nice verses, but this book is compiled for those who are less famous authors. I thought that was just very, very sweet that he compiled. You know, he appreciated the very famous ones, but then he also here compiled a book for the less famous. So, Rupa Goswami is looking out for everybody, so I thought that was sweet. But anyway, so this verse, I really like this verse. Because I'm a miser, so therefore I guess I like this verse. This describes that how a person counts his, the chant of the holy name. Vichayani, vicharyani, vichantyani, punha puna, kripanasya dhanayeva, tvannamami bhavantu na. He says, O Lord, this is written by Sri Bhavananda. Let us glorify Sri Bhavananda, acknowledge him. And he writes this. He says, O Lord, just as a miser continually collects, counts, and remembers his money, in the same way, let us continually collect, count, and remember your holy names. Isn't that amazing? That's such a nice verse that is that Rupa Goswami has added in his Padyavali. So although we know, we hear so much over and over again the glories of the holy name, but our conditioning is so strong that we just can't do this anukirtanam, to chant over and over and over again. There's some conditioning that doesn't allow us, but we have so many nice examples around us that we can see that those who chant, who have faith in the holy name, the reward that they get. One specific devotee I was thinking was Indradumna Maharaj. Indradumna Maharaj has for years, given the holy name to others, to the conditioned souls, and for us sadhakas. I mean, he would come here every year and we would have such nice kirtans, and everywhere he goes, he does such nice kirtans with devotees and for the non-devotees. And then the last couple of years that he has been in Vrindavan, oh my God, I was thinking, this is the result of having faith in the holy name. We see that right in front of us. Prabhupada is saying in this purport that from the holy name comes the form, the attributes, the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And you can see that in front of our eyes. We see all the nice pastimes that Indradumna Maharaj has been saying. We have been so fortunate that we can hear it. And I was thinking, he's the best person to relate to those pastimes, because he's such a preacher, and there's no nothing like, there's not some sahajya or anything like that. You know, he is just so pure and so, I don't know what to say about, but here's a person who has so much faith in the holy name, has so much faith, and I'm looking forward to Sadhu Sangha, to go and be in his association, in the association of the devotees, to chant the holy name. So we have so much nice example amongst us that for us to do this Hari Anukirtanam, Hare Nama Anukirtanam, and it doesn't matter. That's what Shukadeva Goswami is saying, whether we love to sleep at night or we love to make money or whatever it is, chant the holy name. We can chant the holy name 24 hours a day. And so I'm going to ask all of you, what kind of tips that you can share with all of us here, that how we can increase chanting the holy name continuously, whether we are doing japa or whether we're doing kirtan. And I'll start with my own tip that I have. I clicker. And now you're going to say, what, a clicker? But I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, a clicker. I don't chant my 16 rounds on this, by the way. I don't like to carry my initiated beads because I was concerned that they'll get lost. But plus, for some reason, I don't like the bead bag hanging around my neck. I don't know why. You know, we're trained that way, we carry a bead bag, but somehow I find it heavy or something. And then even if I carry it, my hand not necessarily goes in there. Whereas I find that having this clicker in my finger, a clicker finger, whatever, whether you're driving, whether you're driving, whether you're walking here, whatever, I find this is so easy to click your rounds. And so you can count, you can be like a miser and increase your rounds. And whether you're not chanting any round, and whether you don't like to chant any round on your bead bag. Bead bags, with beads, it's tulsi. So that is the best. But I'm saying there is no hard and fast rule of chanting. So for some reason, you don't like to chant this way, or you don't like to chant that way. And we'll hear from all of you how you can increase, how you increase your rounds. So again, whether you're initiated and for some reason you have stopped chanting your rounds, start somewhere. Start with a clicker or start with however these devotees I'm going to hear from. Somehow they start chanting or increase your rounds. Increase chanting Hare Krishna or increase kirtan. So I give my tip that have this. You can take this in the bathroom as well. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare. You can have it in your left finger. Perfect. You can still click your rounds. So, yes, I'd like to hear from you, dear devotees, how you can increase your rounds or hearing or how you can do Anukirtanam. Or how do you do Anukirtanam? Yes, Shukadev Prabhu.
One thing, just getting up early, it's so easy to chant, when the world's quiet and you can really hear. That's one tip.
Thank you. Getting up early in the morning and chanting, that means going to bed early. Turn off that internet. Thank you, Shukadeva Prabhu.
I add a little bit of more chanting when in my trailer I cannot dry my hair because it's too damp. Sometimes when it's no too much shade, so every time I wash my hair, I go outside and do all the rounds until my hairs are dry. So it's a little bit more.
Okay, that's one way to do it. While your hair is drying, chant the holy name. Very good. Thank you. Any other tips for people who have short hair? Or no hair. Divyanga Prabhu. Who cares?
I don't chant all the time, but I did read this. I personally like to get up early, sit down, and do it all at once. Otherwise, if I string it out the rest of the day, it's not as attentive. That being said, Bhaktisiddhanta's disciples were complaining that because they had so much service, they couldn't chant 64 rounds. And he told them, learn to chant japa during your service. So sometimes in the morning, if I didn't get up on time and I have to cook for Radha or do something, I chant japa, I put on Prabhupada japa always, and I chant japa while I'm cooking. Mm-hmm. It's possible. Now, I don't need a clicker. If you like clicker, great. You put, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a rope, right? Knots.
Yes.
Or fingers or whatever you want to do, but just to repeat the holy name. And I just heard this a week ago.
Excuse me. So you're saying that those are extra rounds, extra Hare Krishna you chant while you're...
While you're doing service.
Yes, okay. So another tip.
I mean, to chant japa while you're, you know, I'm stirring the pot. Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
A lot of rounds done doing that. I mean, it adds up.
Yeah.
But I just heard a devotee say this a week ago. He said, when you chant the holy name, you're in the presence of the Lord. Now, I don't, you know, I know that. I've heard that a million times. But I thought, wow. You know, you take your beads. You're in the presence of the Lord. If you were in the presence of the Lord, if you knew that you were in the presence of the Lord, you would definitely rise to the occasion and you would act in a respectful way. So, because it's, you know, it's like Braj Bihari said yesterday, sometimes you chant, he goes, well, I just chanted 15 useless rounds because you were thinking of a million other things. And that does happen. But I put Prabhupada in front of me on, you know, the iPad. He's walking back and forth chanting, and I hear Prabhupada because I play his japa tape, and I look at the deities, you know. So I try to engage my senses, at least during my 16 rounds.
Oh, thank you. I should talk about respect. I remember my mother used to chant, and she would always cover her head while chanting. It was like she would sit down and chant, and then she'd cover her head.
If you're in the presence of Radha Shyam, wouldn't you, you know, sit up? Or, you know what I mean? You might want... You know what I mean? You might want to, you know, rise to the occasion.
Any more about Anukirtanam, how we can increase our chanting, not just to our japa, but more than our japa. Yes, Govinda Mohini has something. Govinda Mohini. Oh.
Hare Krishna, thank you so much. Mahatma Prabhu had given a nice Sunday class a few months ago. He said, remember, 16 rounds minimum. And then he said to himself, he says to himself, I say 16 rounds are for losers. And Tamal Krishna Goswami used to eat no solid food on the day before Ekadashi, be up whole night, day of Ekadashi and whole night of the Ekadashi, so. He used to chant 195 rounds sometime. I was just reading his memories. He would read Bhagavad Gita, whole entire Bhagavad Gita, 700 verses, and one volume of Srimad Bhagavatam. That's how much you can do if you don't eat.
Wow. So yes. You're recommending to stop eating or minimize our eating. Okay. Sounds good.
No,
that's good. That's what we want to hear. We want to hear Govinda Mohini here.
Because you want to hear how you can really manage when you are busy with life, and you work and you have to cook and do all other stuff and go to sleep late, so you can get up that early, or you do when you have to cook and you don't have really time. Well, yeah, you steal the time. I asked my Guru Maharaj actually, I don't have time to sit down and do all my rounds. He said, do 4 by 4. Do 4 before breakfast, 4 before lunch. So you can't go and eat till you finish your 4 rounds. So you will find the time to finish 4 rounds because you want to go to eat. So that was his advice. And the other practically...
Sorry, one second. Srila Prabhupada said about himself like that. He said, yeah, I used to chant 4 like this, 4, 4, 4. Srila Prabhupada said that about himself. Anyway, go ahead.
And I mean, definitely if you can sit and do all of them, you feel the power. But if you... this is like emergency in this life. And the other, yes, I have a dog, and honestly, the dog helps me a lot. I have to sit with the dog for dog to eat, and that's when I change my rounds. I have to take the dog for a walk, and nobody's going to bother me, so I can finish all my japa walk just taking the dog out. So some practical thing that you have to do, mm-hmm. just...
Okay, so a tip, get a dog, go take him for a walk.
Don't
Yes, Anukirtanam, not just our, how we chant our 16 rounds, but how we increase our rounds, or how we increase kirtan, how we increase, that's what I would like to focus, hear from you more, how we can increase, go beyond rounds or kirtan or hearing. Yes, Raghavan Prabhu.
This may not be of the same kind of comments or tips you've been getting, but one time I got this realization when chanting kirtan before the deities, I was trying to think, how can I not think how nice I'm chanting or singing and what others are thinking and such kind of thing. So Krishna gave me this meditation. Remember when Lord Chaitanya was just an infant, and all the ladies, when he would cry, all the ladies would chant, and when they would stop chanting, he would cry again. So you want to keep chanting, and you want to, so that Lord Chaitanya doesn't cry.
Oh, very nice, nice meditation. Thank you, thank you. Yes, Rasa?
I came in a little late, but you said not just increase chanting, but hearing as well.
The holy name, specifically you're talking about the holy name here.
Okay.
Yeah, would you like to say something, how you could increase hearing of the holy name?
Well, I'm thinking hearing pastimes.
Oh, okay, well, that's
so
very good.
My least favorite thing is to stay home and clean, but I found that if I put on the tape, especially Indrajindra Maharaj's talks from Vrindavan, every day I can have a clean house, and I've gone through, I think, all 200 of his lectures.
Wow.
But I just find that doing something that I really don't want to do, if I turn on something, it becomes basically what I'm doing is hearing rather than doing that, you know, not nice after.
Very nice tip.
Activity.
Yeah, thank you. Very, very nice tip. It reminds me of... It made me talking about hearing and putting some tape on. I had visited my son-in-law, Dayal Chaitanya's parents in Delhi. And his grandmother, Dayal Chaitanya's grandmother, was an initiated devotee. And she was bedridden. And a couple times I went to visit his parents and grandmother. She was bedridden, and 24/7 they had Prabhupada chanting on there, 24/7. That's another way that we can increase our hearing, is to always have the holy name on. And to be honest, initially when I went there, it was a little, I would say it was a little hard to hear proper chanting 24/7. But then got used to it, and then it was so soothing just to hear Prabhupada chanting. You know how Prabhupada's chanting. So that's another way I thought that we can actually increase our hearing of the holy name, Anukirtanam, or we can put other kirtan. That's one thing that Dayal Chaitanya, again, my son-in-law, has at his home, at his house. Is he has a whole whatever of all the different kirtans that he likes, and so on his, I don't know what they have, you know, but they can play it all day long. So all day long it's connected to his phone, and all day long there are different devotees chanting Hare Krishna kirtan. So naturally you're hearing the kirtan, you're hearing the holy name, and that can help you to continuously chant. I always used to see Nagashwar, whenever he would come and go out, he would always be singing Hare Krishna mantra. So we can sing, we can chant japa, but we have to try our best to do this anukirtanam. This is the first instruction Sukadeva Goswami is giving to Maharaj Parikshit, and that's the last instruction he gives to Maharaj Parikshit before he leaves, is to chant the holy name continuously. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Eva Kevalam. Kalau Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. There is nothing else besides the holy name. So we chant japa. If you, for some reason, don't like japa, chant kirtan. If you don't like kirtan, chant japa, hear kirtan. I mean, there is so many facilities we have to hear and to chant the holy name. Do it somehow or other. Encourage each other to chant. Ask each other, be accountable to others okay, what did you do today? How did you increase your chanting? Have more kirtan. Panchatattva Prabhu loves to have kirtan. He's going to have more kirtans in his house now. It has a nice, beautiful place. Yes, Yogananda Prabhu? Yes, we have more bhajans, more kirtans. That's what we have to do. Prabhupada said one time that all householders should have 3 hours of kirtan every night. Like, how do you do with all the family members? 3 hours? That's quite a lot. But then I thought in my mind, oh, well, we can have 3 hours of the temple morning program, so then maybe we don't. No, but Prabhupada is saying, no, we should do kirtan every day. Kirtan, japa. So, and encourage each other. And I'll finish off with one story. And it's not about chanting the holy name, but it's talking about the seriousness of chanting the holy name, by how one devotee took an instruction very seriously and how he got rewarded. And that is our Nitya Gauranga Prabhu right here. You know, we know that he went to India to take care of his father who was passing away. And he was there for quite many months, maybe 6 months or something. And he was encouraging his father to go to Vrindavan. And so, you know, the family members, they're not devotees, so they weren't really like interested, and they were just kind of saying no. And but he really wanted his father to go to Vrindavan, and it wasn't happening. And then he had COVID, and he couldn't get out of the hospital. You know, they were doing tests and etc. And he was bedridden. And so, at one stage, when they did the test, he was negative COVID. So that means he could leave the hospital. And at that time, he asked his father. Now, his father was not in a state where he was dying. At that stage, his father himself said that I want to go to Vrindavan. And so Nitya Gauranga asked his mentor, what should he do? His father is ready to go to Vrindavan. And his mentor told him, take him to Vrindavan right now. And he was in Hyderabad, and this is in Vrindavan. So there was 27 hours, like if he was going in a car, whatever, you know. But he also needed permission of his family. And it happened to be that his family was right there, and they came to the hospital. And his father told them in front of everybody that he wants to go to Vrindavan. And so his family members, who were not wanting him to take to Vrindavan, they agreed. And when the instruction came from his mentor to take him to Vrindavan, he got an ambulance. He got an ambulance right that night and took him to Vrindavan. At 11 o'clock at night, he took them. He got there the next day. And within a few hours or maybe within a few hours, he left his body in Vrindavan. This is called taking the instructions of your guide, of your spiritual master, seriously. So we have to take this instruction that Sukadev Goswami is saying seriously. We have to seriously take this instruction of Harir Nama Anukirtanam. Not Kirtanam, but Anukirtanam. Harir Nama Anukirtanam. If you take this instruction seriously, then maybe we will have the same result that Nitya Gauranga's father had. He passed in Vrindavan because of Nitya Gauranga's desires and his prayers and everything. So let's pray for each other, that we can pray for each other, that we can chant the holy name continuously. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jaya, the holy name ki jaya, Vaishnav Sangha ki jaya.